Josh and Michael on the airwaves, starting it off with that drink of the day. Just a little banter, then we hit in the topics. This ain't just a segment, nah, we spitting logic and ending it with our final thoughts. Cause this podcast headed straight to the top. Yeah, so get ready, go ahead and sit back. Cause you are now tuned to the Warehouse Rant.
What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? It's the Warehouse Rats. We're back again for episode 3 of season 3.
3 on 3?
3 people.
3 people.
Whoa.
It's the third month.
333. That's half of 666.
Ooh. You're right.
Whoa.
I remember when I was 3.
No, you don't. No, do you?
I don't.
How's it going, fellas?
I've been really good. I'm trying to enunciate my words so people. I'm not trying to yell at the microphone, but I feel like I'm yelling at the microphone. But besides that, I've been pretty good. Yeah. I feel blessed, dressed, and compressed, and I'm good. Don't ask, don't tell.
That definitely doesn't mean that.
So with their being no color on the radio, but color in your clothing.
I knew you were going to say something.
Did you guys coordinate to dress in black?
Oh, I didn't even notice.
Is it emo month? What's going on?
Whoa, sorry.
It's just that we're back in black. That's all.
Yeah, man. We could have said that. And it would have been accurate. Well, we're dressed in black.
Yeah, we're dressed in black now.
Yeah. Why didn't I get the memo?
But see, I never see you in black clothes.
Black pants.
Even that, I see you in gray a lot. I don't ever see you in black pants.
I wear black pants once a week. They're one of my favorite pants.
Are they your Friday pants?
Well, no, today's Friday. No, so they don't have days of the week. I think it's whatever's clean.
That's fair.
That is fair.
That's fair. Yeah. My jeans weren't clean, so I just grabbed these. Mostly because I was taking care of a hangover this morning.
Ooh.
I had lounge around the house pants, but then I had to go to the store, and I was like, shit, I should probably put some real clothes on.
Tell us about this yes. evening that transpired into a
well
head cold.
My brother and I are in the midst of producing another podcast, which the first one comes out this Monday, which is very exciting.
Am I going to get invited eventually, or is it?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Okay, no, go. Keep going.
For those who want to check it out, it's called The Tavern in Question.
Okay.
It will be coming out next Monday. Will be episode 1. And we recorded last night, and we did our first live stream of it last night.
Okay.
So it was pretty exciting. And so I think I hit the sauce a little harder because I knew I didn't have to work today. So we recorded for, I think, 2 hours, and even that was long for us. And then we stopped recording. We had an extra half hour, which we call last call. And so we had our own little thing so we could interact with the stream and shit like that. Mm-hmm. So that went for another half hour. And then when we were done, he and I just got chatting. And so we started just after 7:30. I didn't go to bed until almost midnight. Wow. And so I was so fucking tired. But how much I drank last night was ridiculous, and he had to work today. So
holy
I felt
shit.
Bad for him, but he's a trooper. He knows how to handle.
Like, literally
how to handle.
A trooper.
Right, so it was exciting, but I felt gross this morning.
I feel like you get a lot of hangovers.
I do.
You should definitely
I'm too
watch
old.
It. No, I don't think it has to do with old. I think it has to do with you just drink too much.
Ricardo.
That's fair.
I'm going to challenge you with something.
Here we go. No. Go ahead.
I'm going to save it for the what's burning.
Oh, okay. Okay. Go. Okay. Fair enough.
All right. Well, hey, speaking of drinking.
Yes. It looks really good. It smells really good.
All right. So
what is it?
Drink of the day is it's kind of a hit off a mule.
I like mules.
Which, that's weird. Which, if I'm remembering correctly, mule is bourbon, ginger beer, and lime, and if you're fancy, you put some mint leaves in it.
Oh, okay.
Like a donkey show.
My God.
Yes.
So this yes. one has a lot of that same stuff. There's instead of bourbon, I used a rye whiskey, which technically is, but it's not just a Kentucky bourbon. It's a rye. Anyway, I used rye. I have lemon and lime juice and two slices of those in it. Ginger beer, and then I also do a shot of cherry liqueur in it.
Oh, I love cherry.
So you get spiciness from the rye whiskey, you get the sour and sweet from the limes and the cherry, and it's just, and then you get the ginger in there. So it's a nice little bit. Now, Micah isn't a huge fan of these kind of beverages, so he's partaking in thick water, also known as White Claw. Which is perfectly fine. We don't judge him, at least not publicly.
Not in 2021.
I know, it's 2021. You drink what you want, man. At least it's not like if there was like a pumpkin flavor, ooh, like a pumpkin spice flavor, I would tell you to get out of here. I was like, nah, that's too much. Too much.
It's made pure, so it says it on the box. It's not tainted.
With the emphasis on taint. Anyways, so this is a tasty little concoction, and you know, at least Ricardo and I are gonna enjoy these. Yeah. Well, Micah, drink something else.
It looks delicious.
I feel like I'm going back to my fluffing days, but that's okay.
That's okay.
No. I think that just because you're trying to stay sober and being a responsible person, I think that it makes you a better person than us, because I'm not trying to stay sober. But also, I'm not trying to drink that much either. But you know, that's
well. That's why I only made one.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, it looks freaking delicious. I don't know why.
So hey, cheers, fellas.
Cheers.
Episode 3.
Raspberry. Is it raspberry or raspberry?
I think the P is silent.
It's silent. Hmm.
So I'm gonna give you my honest opinion.
Go ahead.
I don't have one yet. Hold on.
Okay. Take your time.
Why do you drink with your pinky out?
I don't know. It's because
he's bilingual.
is that going to be like
that? Works for everything. Yeah.
I don't know. It's something that's really weird.
Weirds me out.
Well, it's because he's fancy.
Fancy.
Yeah.
I'm uncomfortable right now.
That's hilarious. No, I don't know. I don't know why I do that. Once I notice that I'm doing it, I try not to do it.
You focus harder
on
it. Like,
yeah. Like, yeah, I just.
But now it just looks awkward. You're like curling the pinky.
He reversed it. Instead of going out, he's trying to do out, but
you know,
in.
I think I just figured it out. I think it has to do with balance. So so if I stick my pinky out, I think it just kind of balances the other, I was gonna say the other toes, the other fingers. Yeah, that's fine. I've been doing that since I was a kid. I don't know why. It just stop judging me. It's
no, I respect you for you. How's the juice, guys?
I dig these. They're very yummy.
Ricardo, you're slurping hard. I'm really curious what you think.
Slow down, buddy.
I'm trying to figure out the profile of this drink, you know?
Yeah.
Ooh, I get the sour. It tastes really good. Definitely good. That ginger beer does really good.
Yeah.
I like ginger beer. Mm-hmm. Because it's not really beer at all, right?
No, it's actually it's non-alcoholic. Ginger. I actually made a batch of these. Who is it? Shorts Brewery. They actually make a ginger beer, like alcoholic ginger beer. I made one with those. They were intense. They were almost too much in the ginger, because their ginger flavor in those is super hard. Mm-hmm. But I mean, they're good. Like, even by themselves, they're good. But made with these, It's harsh, but it's good. It's a nice sipper.
I almost choked on my own spit. No, I think I honestly think that it tastes really good. It almost tastes kind of like a tea version. Hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like kind of like a really refreshing iced tea.
Hmm. Arnold Palmer.
Sure. Yeah.
A few weeks back, we were gone for the weekend with the in-laws. They had rented a house on a lake, and so. There were kayaks included, and this is like a smaller private lake. So we were toting around, like the first night we were there, we had all six kayaks out. There was a couple of folks that had inner tubes tied to the kayaks. So it was like a train of us. Everybody had at least three drinks in each boat. So we're just paddling. We'd stop and I'd be sipping on something. And of course, when it was out, somebody was like, "Oh wait, I got a beer over here." So they had over a beer and it was great. People were doing like drink runs to the shore, to the house, and coming back out. It was awesome. I made a bunch of these that weekend, and honestly, they were pristine conditions to be drinking them in. Is on a boat in the water and you're just sipping on it. Oh, it was perfect.
I think what I like about it too, the fact that it's not like super sweet either. Mm-hmm. Sometimes, like if you look at if you drink like iced tea or kind of like alcoholic tea, it can be a little too sweet, and it kind of really to me it just really fucks up my imbalance, my chemical imbalance.
Well, like, even like mixed drinks.
Yeah.
They make the sweeter ones, like they're good initially, but then that over sweetness,
right?
Just it kills it for me.
And I think that kind of adds a lot of it adds a lot to your hangovers too.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean? Like
last night for sure, I did not drink enough water. I need to have doubled up on the water hard, and I didn't, which was a bummer. But we were drinking good whiskey though.
I've gotten drunk off of what is it? White Russians at the casino one time. I remember one time, more than one time actually. But man, the hangover is horrible the next day. You just feel so gross. But they taste so good at the moment.
Yeah, that's the hard thing with drinking. Like especially if it's good, you don't think about it. You just think like, man, this is good, and then you start feeling good, and you're like, hey, you know, I'll pour back a couple more, and then the next day you're like, oh,
yeah,
fuck.
So, Micah, how's your White Russian, or not White Russian, but your
my hard
White Claw
seltzer?
Yeah.
Delicious, man. It tastes like a raspberry.
A raspberry.
yeah, I mean,
so
easy drinker.
Go into what you love about White Claws, because I think, so there's a lot of misconceptions, there's a stereotypical that there's, you're less of a man, supposedly, if you drink White Claws.
That's a fair statement, and
it's
I am
not a fair statement.
No,
I drink White Claws.
Well, hey, maybe we're less of men than we think.
Oh, yeah.
Are you not less men, but are you less macho men?
I think.
Because maybe 2021 fuck, 2021 is definitely redefining what it means to be a man. So,
well, tell me how you really feel.
That's about it.
I think for myself, I really like vodka in general. Mm. Like when I go out, I'll usually just get like Tito's and soda or like a vodka Red Bull if I'm trying to party. Mm. And to me, this really just tastes like vodka with
bubbles.
Bubbles. Mm-hmm. So like basically a Tito's and soda.
Now, are you specific to White Claw or do you just like the seltzers?
White Claw.
I saw Bud Light has seltzers.
They all have seltzers. It's even
so. PBR, what is it about White Claw?
To me, they're the OGs, and for me, it's just super crisp. Like all the other ones, it's like drinking a diet soda. You kind of have that sugary aspartame. Yeah. Like it's just weird. Whereas to me, this is like super crisp and refreshing.
Mm.
I really don't know.
He really likes his hard seltzer.
You know,
I've tried others. Like Truly, I can't do Truly. Corona, I know they have one. Oddly enough, Izzy, who just made sparkling soda, is now in the hard seltzer game. It's odd, man. I don't get it.
That is crazy. I mean, I'm definitely not one to judge anybody what they drink.
Yeah, you are.
Nah, man. Nah. Like, see, my biggest thing is, like, for the longest time, like, I was only buying whiskey just to throw it in ginger ale. And I know there are some whiskey purists who would be like, you're going to hell for that, you know? So, I mean, and for the longest time, I just drank beer.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got into a weird beer thing where I was just drinking craft beer.
Oh.
Like, I wouldn't touch. Like, if somebody had me a Labatt's, I'd be like, get that trash out of here.
Oh, that's my drink.
You know, but like, but now I'm like, you know, if there's, like, even if there's, like, Bud Light, if that's the only thing I'll take it. You know, Bet Labatt's, I'll drink it. I mean, like any kind of beer now. My biggest thing is I'm not a fan of. Oh fuck, what are they called now?
Like hard beers?
No, like Guinness is a stout.
Stouts?
I'm not a fan of stouts.
But you're Irish, though.
I like Guinness. That's about it. Oh, I draw the line at Guinness. I've tried some other stouts, and I feel like I'm drinking mud.
And I like stouts.
And yeah, I don't know what it is. Like any IPA that gets put in front of me, I'll drink it. And I enjoy it.
Okay. So how is guys? How is guys? 4th of July this 4th of July weekend, pass.
Oh fuck! It was chill as hell. Like just super laid back. And dude, let me tell you,
super American, really. Yeah.
I don't know. The fireworks around here were ridiculous.
Oh, really?
And they went for hours. Like, the main road out here, they were shooting them off at that road.
Holy shit.
For hours. They started, like, at, like, 6 o'clock.
But were those, like, regular people? Or
they were, like, full-scale fireworks, though.
But from people? Or
yes.
From, okay.
From, like, you know, fucking Joe Schmo down the road.
Oh, wow.
And it just... It was insane, and it went on for hours. So, like, at one point, I ended up just sitting on the back porch. I mean, everybody else had crashed.
Right.
And I'm sitting there because I couldn't go to sleep because it was so loud.
Wow.
And it went on forever, and I was like, fuck. And so, finally, I think it was, like, 11:30, they finally started to, like, slowly die down. But then you could still hear them out in the distance. I was just like, damn. Hmm. Like, Portage goes fucking crazy for their fireworks.
Back in Bangor, we have a fireworks show now. We've had it for a few years now, and surprisingly, it gets crazy. Like, you see people from, like, fucking, I don't know where they come from, but I never seen so many people in Bangor before. They actually throw a really good fireworks show. I mean, I only seen them a few times, but for being such a small city, like, I mean, we're talking about like 2,000 people at the most.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they especially this year, I think, just because I feel that. With last year not being able to celebrate as much as we wanted to, I think that they really, first of all, they probably had a bigger budget or whatever. I don't know what it was, but for some odd reason, it looked pretty nice. I mean, I saw a little bit, not so much because
nice.
I didn't want to be in with so many people, but, you know, I think it was
pretty
cool.
Yeah.
What about your...
I embraced my inner Americana. I threw on my MAGA hat. I also put a flag... on my truck.
Oh, nice.
Drove around
an
town.
American flag?
Yeah, American, of course.
Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me.
I didn't have that, but I had the MAGA hat. I had the U.S. flag waving. The
Confederate flag.
Unfortunately, I was drinking a Canadian beer, ironically. Labatt. No, I made my way out to Warren Dunes. It's a beach I've never been to before, and climbed a dune, stayed out there. As far as fireworks go, the Kalamazoo Country Club made some fireworks, parked my whip over there with my MAGA hat and celebrated with my, you know, great freedom fighters of nation.
Nice, nice.
Because, yeah, right now, turbulent time.
Turbulent times.
Turbulent times.
So I was actually in Chicago, which I never spent 4th of July. Well, I don't think it was 4th of July, but I never been to Chicago and 4th of July weekend. It was usually the other way around. It was actually pretty cool. I mean, nothing special, but it was just like
crazy busy, I bet.
Yeah. And oh, yeah.
Yeah.
On the way back, because I was the one that's driving, on the way back, it was freaking like, it wasn't horrible, but the GPS, I swear, I kid you not, like, coming out of Chicago, it did not want to fucking move from like 2 hours and like, it started with like 2 hours and 10 minutes or something like that. And then it went up slowly, but surely it went up to like 3 hours and we're fucking running, right? And I'm just like, how the fuck do we go from 2.5 or to 2 hours and 18 minutes to 3 hours all of a sudden? You know what I mean? It's just like, it was stupid. And we were running. Yeah, there was a lot of traffic. So,
like, on your feet? You were physically
no,
running?
No. I was driving.
Okay. I was going to say, you probably were getting slower because you were getting tired. That's why it was going.
No.
You could do the whole Dumb and Dumber thing where you had Jim Carrey who was, like, doing the running motion, like, oh. Look how fast I can go. Shit like that. So, I mean, that'd be awesome.
No, but it was a pretty good weekend, I think, you know, for what it was worth.
Right on.
Well, I'd say embracing, you know, this great land and whatnot and having the freedoms we do and this past 4th of July, the experiences we all shared, that kind of leads us into, you know, a topic of discussion that's kind of, you know, been on my mind lately.
Ooh.
Conspiracies.
Oh, ooh. Shit. Before we get into that, we're going to take a quick break. So
we'll be black. What? I said we'll be black.
No, that's not a thing. So we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. And we're back.
And we're black.
Kind of.
Where it counts.
Yes.
The heart.
The heart. The heart.
So, fellas.
The penis.
The world is ridden with things that happen, and there's just too much around it. Mm-hmm. That seems like it's just too much for, like, coincidence, right?
Right.
Mismatched socks.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny you say that. I don't want to get into too much. Go ahead, please. I got something to say about that later on.
We're talking conspiracies.
Ooh. Conspiracy Fridays. Conspiracy Thursdays.
On Fridays. Brought to you on Monday. So, conspiracy theories go back for forever. And some of them... definitely legit, I think are legit. Definitely some of them that are, it's like, okay, come on.
Right.
Like, you're grasping at straws, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
The earth is flat, you know that, right?
Micah.
Yes.
You have a glistening in your eye. I can see you. You are ready to drop this, dude.
I am.
Make it happen.
So I'm still trying to convince myself, so I don't know how true this conspiracy is. But I think there might be some factual...
So just to get the listeners, this is a conspiracy that you do believe it has some credibility to it, correct?
You know, I'm presenting it that way.
Okay.
But truly, I don't know. I could go either way.
Okay. I mean, so that's totally fair.
We're talking about freedom fighters in the 4th of July, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Well... you know, I was watching an old Jimmy Kimmel episode, and he had the My Pillow guy on, right?
Ooh. Oh, yeah. I watched that.
Yeah, he sells pillows on infomercials.
Yep.
Oh, like the whole pillow you can just throw right in the wash and like shit like that? And
it's just a really nice pillow.
Yeah, but it's... yeah, like a pillow is fucking like $90.
I can see that. I don't know exactly what this pillow does, but I know who you're talking about. He's
He's like really religious, has a gold cross, and just like
maybe he's just from Jersey,
possibly. But yeah, he was on Jimmy Kimmel. I was watching this, and he states that our most recent election was fraudulent.
It was.
Thank you, Ricardo. and I just. I'm trying to really figure this out because he's basing it off of a particular company. I believe they're called Domain that manufactures these voting machines.
Oh, jeez.
And these voting machines were hacked.
Ooh.
By a Chinese cyber attack. They were rigged to count false ballots. There's just a lot of questions because right now the man that is in power of our great nation won by default.
But
you know, yeah, yeah.
Legitimately,
we can't call it legitimate. We can't call it that because this conspiracy swirls around the claim of this election being rigged due to voting machines and. I don't know if it's the Illuminati, but they predicted our great leader will be back in office August 13th, which one of our great co-hosts, Ricardo, shares a special day with. August 13th again is Ricardo's birthday. So not only will we celebrate Ricardo's life, we'll celebrate our great leader coming back into
man, you're doubling down, aren't you?
Our nation and then lead us out of this turmoil and you know give us all a good pillow to sleep on. So just want to you know kind of swirl this idea around. Was this election rigged? Was it fraudulent? Or can we believe in our great nation's constitution?
I think with anything, there's always a possibility that something can be rigged. However, with so many things in place to keep it from being rigged in a sense. I mean, to me, it's just far fetched, right? So we have a if it was that easy to rig an election, right? The Republicans are always saying how dumb the liberals are and how, you know, blah blah. You can say that, and vice versa. It goes back and forth, right? If that was the case, why would the Republicans cheat as well, you know, rig it as well? So I guess at the end of the day, if they're both doing the same thing and the Democrats came up front, didn't they win by, in the sense, you know what I mean? Like, you see what I'm trying to say? So if they're both cheating, but the Democrats cheated so well that they actually won, then they actually, does that, you know, like, that makes them the better party. I know it's kind of weird to say that, but it is kind of, in a sense, it is a little bit.
I mean, Trump used China for a cyber attack. I mean, the Democrats used China for a cyber attack, and Trump uses Russia. I mean,
right.
And China won. They prevailed.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think at the end of the day, the best cheater won, if you want to go that route. And next election, I think that the Republicans should step up their cheating.
Thank you for that insight, Ricardo.
You're welcome.
Josh, hit us with it.
Okay. First off, let me say that I think how our leaders are elected is a completely broken system by itself. Whether there was cheating on either or both sides, it's a broken system. I think the reason why everybody assumes a stolen victory is because of the people involved and the fact that they are very loud. Think back to Bush and Gore.
Yes.
They did a recount in Florida like three different times. And that was the deciding factor. Florida was, okay, if you get Florida, you win.
Right.
Gore pushed that so hard, like, no, want a recount. And so finally, Florida said, we've recounted it as many times as we can. What do you want? And so, but even then, he accepted it.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just say this whole cheating process happened then. Even though, let's say there was cheating involved. So let's assume that every president that's elected cheats somehow.
Right.
Even though Gore tried to push it to see if he could win, he accepted the fact that he didn't. And he wasn't obnoxious about it. He's like, all right, I get it. I tried. I'm out. Now, President Cheetohead decided, no, this is... You stole it. I'm still the president. I'm always the president, and you know, and that's it.
Wait, Josh. August 13th. It's coming very soon.
About a month away.
I think a part of me, like, I think there's definitely some merit to this. I do. I think a part of me just doesn't want to believe it. Because already thinking that our electoral system is a joke.
Right.
The fact that people are going to fuck with it that much more and just fuck it all up. It honestly, for somebody like me, I don't even want to bother voting then. It's like, what do I, does my vote really make a difference? Probably not. The only thing it probably does is it helps me sleep at night that I can say, oh, I tried.
Right.
and that's about it.
So I will push back a little bit and say that I totally disagree with you on one aspect, that there is any merit to this
what a
conspiracy.
Surprise.
I know, right? I cannot. There is no bone in me or any molecule in me that will say that there's any merit to it, right? This whole conspiracy that the election was rigged. Okay, maybe there's a little bit.
Okay. You can't claim something and then immediately step back on that claim.
Yes, I can.
You got to stick to your guns, man.
No,
be like Micah. He doubles down.
He does.
Like Trump.
Hey, nice.
No, I really don't think that there's any conspiracy or any legitimacy behind this conspiracy. The only thing that I do agree with you is that the way that we vote, in a sense, is just—it's ludicrous. It's really weird. We're taking this old age method of voting because of the only thing that they say, from what I know, is that there is a level of if they were to vote just if the presidents were able to win just strictly based on the votes themselves.
A popular vote
that a lot of the president or people who were running were just go strictly to like the most populous states, mm-hmm. which would be like California, Texas, New York. But that's what they're doing already anyway. So I mean, you don't see Biden going to California that often, or when he was running, I'm assuming, because you already know that California is going to go blue. You know what I mean? So California has historically been a very Democrat state. So you won't.
They're the elephant, right?
It's
an elephant and a donkey.
They're the donkey.
Donkey's Republican, right?
No.
Donkeys are red.
No, donkeys are...
I'm pretty sure donkeys are red.
Donkeys are blue, and then the elephants are...
I don't think they are.
Micah, you're the Google master. Can you Google that, please? No, so what I'm trying to say is that was the whole reason that they, from what I know, is that they did this whole electoral college thing was because the fact that if candidates won based off of popular vote, they would only focus on like the most populous state, mm-hmm. which would be like the bigger cities, and you know it would be hard for a certain party to gain power, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I already feel that there is a lot of times there's a lot of the candidates only go to the states. They go to the states that are mostly swing states. So you're looking at like Michigan. You're looking at other states that actually make a big difference. And, you know, like Florida does too, unfortunately. But mm-hmm. you know.
So what I found is, Democrats are blue, like the Blue Man Group. They like to ride donkeys.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
a good donkey
yeah.
show. Republicans, they're red. Sign of power, Trump. And elephants, large, in charge, big nostrils.
Mm. They're really smart.
Okay, so going back to...
We were about to go down a rabbit hole.
This conspiracy. So what I'm gathering here, Ricardo, is you believe the election... possibly was rigged, but you believe in the great nation's constitution. Is that correct? Is my pillow guy, is he accurate?
No, he's not.
Okay.
No, he's not.
That's
fair. I feel like with so many things in place that there is almost no possibility of things being rigged anymore.
So no cyber attack, the voting machines rigged.
I don't think so. No.
False mail-in ballots.
No.
People that are deceased no longer exist.
Okay. Matter of fact, I think that a lot of the people that who were accused of being that committed any fraudulent voting were some of the Republicans that actually voted for their deceased relatives because they really felt that that it wouldn't really matter at the end of the day, and they really wanted Trump in power, just in power in general.
Thank you for
you're welcome.
Your opinion.
You're welcome.
And Trump, great leader. August 13th. Shares a birthday with Ricardo. Can't wait for this day. Now, Josh, leading to you, I'm very curious. This conspiracy, this most recent election, do you think there was any sort of plagiarism.
Plagiarism.
If if the only source is the pillow guy, then no. If there are more reliable sources that can show me some context and some data, are proof.
But he sells the softest pillow in the world.
That's what I'm saying. If the pillow guy is the source, nah. No. But how do you rig an already broken system?
Now, not only will I say, I mean, interrupt, but not only, there is over 60 court cases that the Trump organization's campaign and campaign people and this and that went to trial about this, and a lot of these trials who are ran by Trump appointed judges throughout all these cases, or said like, hey, this case does not have any validity to it.
They were paid off by the
deep state.
The winners by default, Biden and Kamala.
Kamala.
All right, so with that, listeners, we don't know what's up, down, but what we do know is August 13th is approaching very quickly, and whether we see our great leader return to power to set all the freedom fighters free, what we can count on is Ricardo and his birthday and celebrating the wonderful life of a bilingual man.
Si. Mucho si.
That means yes.
August 13th. I'll leave you with that.
Oh, my God. All right, Ricardo, hit us with a conspiracy.
So, actually, it kind of goes hand in hand a little bit. So, this goes back to 2001. There was a man by the name of Osama bin Laden, who sent some of his proteges, his people, to unfortunately drive or fly a 737. I'm just making up this up because I don't know exactly what type of airplane it was.
747? Yeah, 737 isn't a thing.
Okay. 757. Nope. Into two Twin Towers and some other places like the Pentagon. Okay. Now, this conspiracy is that that's who got blamed for it. However, there is some conspiracy saying that there might not be exactly who did it. It might be actually the government of the United States of America, who had some people who actually decided to do some very shady things and fly some planes into the Twin Towers. Mm. Now, there's a lot, I won't say evidence, but there are a lot of... I don't know what you call it, like very suspicious things that happened. You know, during this
circumstantial evidence.
Yeah. So what happened is, like, if you look at the way the planes hit the Twin Towers, totally cool. I mean, I you know, it looks not cool, but okay.
So that's a weird thing to say.
it looks totally real, which is cool. Not cool again. I mean, let me rephrase this. Looks really
bilingual.
Yes, bilingual.
Confused.
Yes. But where things get a little suspicious is the way they fell. Okay. Mm-hmm. So these airplanes hit the Twin Towers roughly, I would say, like about 3/4 of the way up on the towers. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And all of a sudden, not all of a sudden, but like, you know, maybe an hour or so later, they fell, and they fell kind of weird as far
they
as.
Fell it, down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which you would think that if a tower was hit on top, it wouldn't fall like that, because I don't know how the base of the tower would lose any stability for it to fall like that. Mm-hmm. So there's actually some I won't say evidence, but there's definitely some suspicious things that some of the engineers are saying, like, hey, the way this fell looked a lot like a demolition The way that, some of these buildings get demolished. There you go.
Yeah. Believe in yourself, Ricardo.
sorry. I think it's starting to hit a little bit.
You've only had one.
I know. Lemon or lime?
Huh?
The lemon or lime?
Both.
Oh.
so the way some of the engineers are saying is that the way that they fell looks a lot like the way that they demolished some of these buildings, mm-hmm. where there's like some types of explosions, mm-hmm. and if you look at the videos, you'll see that there are some internal explosions as well, mm-hmm. and it looks very suspicious. Now the other part is the fact that Osama bin Laden he never took credit for this for a real long time. And being a terrorist, I would assume if you did something fucking like that you wanted to do, you would have took credit for it right away, because he was already on the most wanted list anyways.
But how do you get on television when you live in the back fucking nowhere of Kumbh Lagash in a cave?
That's a little racist, but okay. Let me.
Well, I mean, places over there got all kinds of crazy fucking names.
He did have an interview after the attacks, but he never took credit for it. I think they might have asked him to. I'm not too sure exactly how it happened, but
because he did, like, if he was already on the wanted list, why make that target any bigger?
Well, because if I in his situation, right? If I'm that terrorist. Mm. If you completed your mission, you want to fucking like be like, hey, you know what? I did fucking, you know, I did ask my proteges, my people, to go fucking fly into this, into these towers and kill as many people, right? Mm-hmm. That's coming through a terrorist perspective, you know, because you already.
Why did you suggest to yourself when you said that?
I don't know.
That makes me a little nervous.
A terrorist. The other thing too, with this conspiracy is that there is a lot of things to that. One of the reasons that they say that this conspiracy actually happened was because the U.S. wanted to actually take over Iraq and get their hands on the oil, because you know oil is the moneymaker of, or is the it's the gold of the U.S. pretty much, the gold standard of the U.S. and many other countries as well.
So like they use it as like a precursor.
Yeah.
Like, hey, see, I've heard similar things regarding 9/11. Now, it almost sounds like you're putting two different conspiracies together, because probably. I've read one about the actual towers, about how they were brought down and not. Naturally, it came down. But then there's another conspiracy where the CIA had knowledge that this was going to go down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and they said, listen, if it does go down, that gives us enough of an excuse to send troops over. Similar to Pearl Harbor. Ooh. There's a conspiracy regarding Pearl Harbor. They knew that attack was coming. They said, you know what? Let them do it.
Because then
we have enough of a reason to say, you know what? Now we're going to fuck you up. You bomb a base, we'll bomb your faces. You know? So, I mean, it's. So definitely
He's
like.
You're a rapper.
What?
You're a rapper.
I'm about to drop it. So, you know, like, I've heard similar parts of that. And being American. And I don't count myself being patriotic at all.
I think you are.
Freedom fighter?
No. I mean, I enjoy living here.
Trump supporter?
No.
Mm. I saw you out there.
Out where?
Capitol Hill.
Riot.
Stormed.
Dude, that whole thing.
Thunderstorm.
You wore a costume.
Dude, I would have been the guy, like, at the door saying, somebody give me a gun. I'm going to start shooting fuckers. Because there's.
Sorry. Just lying to myself.
So anyway, off topic. So, see, that's the thing with conspiracy theories, that people point out weird coincidences, mm-hmm. that could be just a coincidence. You know, the people who are the architect who originally came up with the Twin Towers design probably never had the idea of, hey, what's going to happen if a plane runs into this building?
But this is where I'll push back a little bit, because there was a lot of the way it was designed. I'm not gonna get into like how it was designed, because I don't know exactly, but what I remember is there was a lot of talking as far as like there was a lot of safety protocols to mm-hmm. what if this building does get attacked. One good example is the way that their elevators was kind of like done. Mm-hmm. So the elevator, you would think that just like any other building, you have go from level one to like freaking floor number 20, whatever. Mm-hmm. But the way it was like done in sections for that same exact reason, just mm-hmm. in case there was an attack or there was a fail on the elevator system, you wouldn't have to, you know, if you're on step number 50 or whatever, on level number 50, mm-hmm. you could still go to, like, you know, there's levels pretty much the way it was done. Mm-hmm. I'm not too sure.
No, I get that. But at the same time,
talk to me. Don't hold back.
You still can't account for everything. Like when, as an architect, when you're building a structure that's going to be a part of a skyline, you can't plan for if a 747 or whatever the fuck kind of plane it was runs into it. Mm-hmm. You can't plan for that.
Right.
Like you can assume, but then how much extra money and supplies and materials are you going to spend to put into a structure that might get run into or get ran into by an airplane? Like, that's like, I guarantee you some contractors would be like, no, fuck that. Don't do that. That's going to hike up costs. Yeah, not worth it. Don't do it. So I think the fact that the type of buildings they were, how they were crashed into it, it wasn't planned for. So it fell in a way that wasn't planned for. So people were surprised, like, mm-hmm. you know, so, but yes, it did. The thing is, like, with demolitions, there's explosions. Right. There's, and then it goes from the bottom, like, because it goes down and it folds in on itself.
Right.
This, like, fuck, no, it, oh, shit, now I'm trying to think about it.
It still fell down, though.
Yeah, like, but it caved in. There, normally, like, when a building goes down, it does a lay down. Mm-hmm. Like, it kind of, not like, so it's up like this, it does like a shift.
Right.
So it shifts down. This, like, so you had like, so they were square, right? Essentially, they were square.
Yeah, yeah.
You almost had it like folding in on itself and going down through a core.
But there was some of the video, the way they kind of explained it, and they actually kind of like highlight how there were some explosions. Now, mm-hmm. how these explosions happen, they actually, the opposite end or the opposite side, not being a conspiracy, but the actual, supposedly what they, the realistic side, I guess,
mm-hmm.
is the fact that there was a lot of jet fuel that was kind of like ran off the actual airplanes.
That makes sense.
Yeah, and it created a lot of explosions, and that's what one of the things that they say.
Right.
But there's another, the conspiracy part of it is the fact that some of these beams were made to withstand such like a crazy amount of heat, right?
Mm-hmm.
And based on jet fuel, the way it burns, it doesn't burn at such a high degree of you know, where it would melt these beams themselves too. So, but that's just, I mean, I don't know. No, at the end of the day, nobody really knows, and nobody will ever know.
I think a part of me doesn't want to believe this theory.
Yeah,
because I hate the idea that our government knew about it and just let it happen. I think that's the simple mindedness of me showing, because it's like, our government's supposed to, you know, help us. They're supposed to be there for us, you know.
Trump wasn't in office.
Or no.
But I think that I understand what you're saying. I think that the idea of the government knowing that this is gonna happen,
mm-hmm.
and not doing anything about it, I can understand that to a certain degree, with a level of reasoning, saying like there is a lot of things that come into probably their their headquarters saying like, hey, this is gonna happen, this is gonna happen. Mm-hmm. I think there's a lot of stuff that actually goes to their intelligence, mm-hmm. where if they actually want to follow up on everything, it'll be impossible to do, right?
Right.
But to me, the idea that actually that there are people in the government who actually kind of like thought about this plan and said, hey, we're going, not only are we going to let it happen, we're actually going to help and actually do this plan ourselves as well. Yeah. You know? I don't know. To me, that's kind of weird. Micah, what is your take? I know you're a freedom fighter and
I'm definitely about this great nation and freedom and making sure we are the greatest nation in this entire world. We are the best. We will be the best. We will stay the best. We are America. No.
Whoa.
So as far as a demolition of the towers, I can't get on board with that. I definitely agree with the government having intelligence, right. Of Al-Qaeda, but I think they underestimated their ability and
I can see that.
And, you know, them actually carrying out.
Like, right. Their organization.
Oh, yeah. They just flew under the radar.
Literally.
They were, hey!
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Very strategic, well planned out, terrible as far as, like, the lives lost and whatnot. But you got to give kudos to that terrorist organization for carrying out such a massive attack. And, I just think the government had faltered. Didn't take it serious, which makes sense. I mean, something new flies on your radar, literally. You kind of just let it go. And as far as the structure, I just think they did their homework. They knew where to hit the towers. I think a few of the guys in Al-Qaeda, again, trained pilots, but more so than that, they engineers definitely knew structural analysis, right. And I'm sure they made their way to the United States on numerous occasions, specifically the World Trade Centers, to kind of map out a plan and where to hit. So I can see the government using it as fuel to carry out a war to gain oil supply.
Right.
So potentially they let it fall under the radar to use it as a way to get into a country to, you know, take over natural resources, which we're still fighting today.
I know. But luckily our real president, not our
Trump.
No. Jeez. Biden will take some of these soldiers out of
by default.
Mr. Josh, I know you're a very conspiritual type of person. I see you as a very conspiritual person. If that's even the word.
Spiritual or?
Conspiritual.
Conspiritual?
It's like, I feel like a lot of people want to conspire against you or.
So.
That's fair.
You know. He's a bad man?
No. Not necessarily.
Can't trust
him. I enjoy good conspiracies, especially when like everything's definitely laid out and well explained. I think that's great. I have a couple of conspiracies that I really enjoy like reading about. One of them being the Lincoln assassination.
Okay.
Was done by members of his own Secret Service.
Ooh.
How did an armed suspect get that close to our nation's president during the height of a time when he was fighting against the South, who definitely were against him? So I assume his at least from what I have found that his security had been increased, and somehow an armed man was able to make his entire way to him through multiple Secret Service checkpoints.
Now, did he have Secret Service? I'm not trying to put. I thought Secret Service was.
Okay, it may have been under a different name.
Okay,
but he had a detail.
Okay,
from what I was able to find, there were multiple checkpoints where there was detail at these checkpoints. So this guy had to get by these people. Maybe this dude was just really good at it, and he could sneak by them. And sure, that's completely legit. Or
these guys were paid off. Mm. So this gunman could go up and pop them. Which he did.
He did a really good job. Mm. I think that in that situation, I don't know, man. I think he did a lot of good things for this country.
Not as much as Trump.
Well, yeah. Pretty cool, yeah. But he was really, I would assume that he was really hated just because, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, if somebody is bold enough and crazy enough to go kill somebody of that stature, like, how could you really, especially like back in the day when you don't have that security as it is now. Like, nowadays, like, you have freaking guards everywhere, and before you even get like within like a, you know, I don't know how, like 100 feet or even probably maybe a mile or so, there's a wall of freaking secret security, secret service that will, you know, stop you in your tracks right away.
Oh yeah,
I've been to the White House before, and it looks pretty secure. Yeah, it looks really secure, and so
because there's been so many presidential assassinations. Yeah,
so if you kind of look at back in the day, like just because of the technology itself, I don't think it was as great as it is now. You know what I mean? Could have they purchased one of the or bought out some of the security? I think it could. It's a possibility. Mm-hmm. I mean, because you have a job as a secret service doesn't mean you're actually believe in who you're protecting, you know what I mean? So actually it kind of reminds me of one thing that my dad said, is like the problem with being a if you look at some of the drug lords back in my motherland is not so much that it's not one, there's a lot of problems, but one of the problems is that people who protect you are also going to be your biggest enemies, because there will come a day where how much you pay them is not going to be enough to where they actually kind of turn on you, depending on who's actually paying them. So, yeah, they're loyal, but not to a point where they're, like, you know, loyal.
That's why I believe, firm believer, that if you are paying anybody to protect you, you pay them first, and you make sure they make more than everybody else. You may be top dog. The people who protect you better be the next pay grade, like say, like you have a pay level system,
right?
You're at the top. The next person below that and what they earn are the people who keep you safe,
right?
Then it's your number two, right? And then lieutenants or whatever fucking shit you do.
Yeah, there's a high level of bribery going on with when it comes to a lot of protection like that. Like, I don't know about Secret Service nowadays, but definitely, like, when it comes to a lot of cartels and Secret Service, if you kind of look at, I don't want to bring up one of the rappers, 6ix9ine, from what I heard, is that some of his security detail actually got kind of jealous, in a sense that they weren't getting paid enough somehow, and then they kind of turned on him. And I think they must have just, I know they robbed him one time, like, they kidnapped him, and there's some other really shady shit that I'm not too sure about, but yeah, let's just say that if you have a security detail, you better be paying them a good amount of money.
Yeah.
Or else you're gonna get popped.
So was John Wilkes Booth the one that fired the gun?
Yes.
Did he have any ties to the government at that time, or was he just, you know, a upstanding citizen of this great nation?
See, now I feel like I didn't do enough research, and.
But maybe I'm looking too deep into it. But the question, what's in question, is how did he make his way that close
to
the president without getting stopped? And to your credit, were people paid off? Were additional people killed along the way? Was he just firing?
No.
Okay.
From what I can remember, the shots that were made were the ones that hit.
He had to have gotten or paid off. Like, someone, I think, like you stated, the South came together.
I said, let's give somebody some money.
Let's give. So how they found John Wilkes Booth, of all people, who knows what his background is.
Yeah, keep going. I feel like I remember a particular detail, but I want to be right.
But yeah, this, I think the assassination of Abraham Lincoln was definitely an inside job by the South.
Well, I mean, by his Emancipation Proclamation, I mean, it made the South lose a lot of money.
Very much so. You know, just equality in general at that time was not, no. It was like, we are superior and we brought you to this, you know, land. It was pretty fucked up back then.
Yeah, I think that when there's a lot of money in play, there's definitely gonna be a lot of shady characters. Not only that, but when you talk about when there's politics involved, I mean, there's definitely gonna be shady characters. But when you add money to it, and money is the root of all evil, I think that's
the common good.
Okay,
so it is the common good, but that's also evil.
So I had to look it up. John Wilkes Booth was an actor who frequently worked at the theater that Lincoln was killed at. So
makes sense.
Now there's another thing. He either knew the theater like the back of his hand, and he knew how to get to him with not being caught, which could happen. But as an actor at a theater, that's not your job. Your job isn't to roam around and know the ins and outs of the whole theater. You are just supposed to perform.
Now, is there a reason why? Is there a reason given why he killed him?
I'm sure there is.
Okay.
I'll let the historians worry about that. I don't know that. I'm assuming it was politically driven, just like any other fucking political thing that happens. Right.
JFK.
Yeah.
Well, that's a big conspiracy
theory. See, I've been hearing a lot of shit about how he was killed by his own people.
Oh yeah.
Or and I heard one recently that he was killed by his own people on accident.
Well, I haven't heard that one.
That their gun went off, but then it's one of those things where you look at the position and like you see the video of it. He have his wife who basically, you know, scooped his head into the car.
Yeah.
I hope to put it together. I don't know. There's so much shit around that.
I've seen I heard that when she went to the funeral, I believe, or I can't remember what it was, but it was just like she actually had the same dress on where the day that he actually got shot, because it was full of blood.
Mm.
And I guess she had a really good speech as far as like, I want to keep this on just so people remember the blood that was shed today because of somebody's, you know, stupidity, I guess.
Mm. I really think all assassinations related to politics, it's just a fight for power.
Mm.
So then, I mean, we're going off on a tangent with JFK, right? But like, he was assassinated. I think that was an inside job as far as a political party trying to go against him, just because he spoke about communism so often, which was a hot topic. But once the guy was found that killed him, he was literally
found, quote unquote.
Yeah, he was killed like a day later.
Was it Oswald?
So to me, that's just like, you know, government internal drama fighting against each other. Kill him. Oh, we're going to kill it. Get you back now. But going back to Lincoln.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was an inside job. I'm just going to leave it at that.
Yeah.
Well, he should have known better.
He should have paid the people that protect him better.
Yeah.
The South will always prevail.
Oh, Jesus.
I almost said he shouldn't have freed the slaves, but that would have been...
Whoa.
That would have sounded a little
harsh. Holy shit.
He did a great thing. I know Trump does great things, but
Trump's done more. He said it himself.
I was about to say, I think he did say something. Yeah.
Jesus. All right, so I got one last one. I'm going to throw it out there.
I'm nervous.
But not for discussion.
A swimmer.
I want you guys just to think about it.
Okay. Okay. We'll listen. We'll be
all right.
Listeners.
Here we go. Area 51.
Absolutely not.
Okay. Has been the hotbed of alien activity for years. Okay. this theory is that it was made to distract us from actual alien activity in the ocean. No discussion. Just think about it. If our listeners have any additional theories that you want to throw out at us, we're on all the social medias. Hit us up with it. And think about Area 51. Mm-hmm. Did they make it just to distract us? We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be back with the final five. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, friends. Ian here. Do you enjoy atypical conversations about history? Do you like an occasional sip or three of whiskey? Then come on over to the Bar of Questionable Life Choices and join me for an episode of Why Whiskey. We're a history podcast with a whiskey problem. Or maybe we're a whiskey podcast with a history problem. We'll let you decide all that. On Why Whiskey, I'm often joined by guests as we cover historical events in America and around the world and the people that were involved. Throughout the show, we will taste a wide variety of whiskeys and share some knowledge about what it is that we are drinking. So if any of this interests you, come on up to the bar, grab a glass, and let's share some great stories. Cheers.
I look like you nodded. All right, we're back.
We're black.
I peed on myself.
Oh my God.
Too many white claws.
I am kind of like, look, so I got black shoes, black socks, black shorts, black shirt.
I'm concerned about both of you guys.
Yeah, black underwear.
No, they're gray. Like my life. My soul.
Okay.
And I got gray undershirt too. White beater. I don't know why. See, that's a conspiracy itself. Why are these called wife beaters? I always kind of thought to myself, like, that sounds not 2021.
Just more often than not, a
no, it's
person.
Husband beater now.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, how are you identify?
Yeah, your identification beater. Anyways, guys,
anyway.
We have made it to the final five. Ricardo, get us started, man.
All right,
you got 5 minutes. Go.
So you know, we all work together, right?
Unfortunately.
Okay, that's besides the point.
I like you though.
Yeah. So you know what I drive on a daily basis is a Chevy Cruze of a year, doesn't matter. But I recently took my automobile to the mechanic, or I should say the dealership mechanics, mm-hmm. right? They're mm-hmm. specialists.
Debatable. And,
what's that?
Debatable.
Yeah. Debatable. Definitely debatable. So I took it twice because the first time they couldn't get it right. So the second time they did. The first time I got a rental from them. They call it a loaner, mm-hmm. but in all essence, I mean, I had to sign some paperwork that felt like it was a rental.
Did you pay for it?
No, I didn't have to pay.
It was
for
a loaner.
It. Yeah, it was a loan. But still, that's besides the point.
You're under contract.
So the first time I got a Chevy Malibu, it was kind of weird. It was a nice car, though. And the second time I got a Chevy Equinox.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I had one of those at one point.
Oh, did you really?
I did.
Okay. Soccer mom.
Now, I know, Michael, you say it's a soccer mom type of vehicle, but I kind of enjoyed it a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense.
Okay. So it was, I don't know what year it was, but I'm assuming that it was a fairly new Chevy Equinox. I'm assuming it's probably like a 2020 or maybe 2021.
Hmm.
There I was driving down 94, going about 60, 65 miles an hour because I was being careful, safety first.
Driving an Equinox.
Driving an Equinox, that's not mine.
So you're going under the speed limit?
Yeah. And the weird thing is, I felt like the steering wheel, like if I would turn right, I wanted to go left. And I felt like, I was like, man, the balance, the tire balance is not great, right?
That's why it's a loner.
Yeah. It felt really weird. I felt like the fucking wheels were going to fall off, to be honest, right?
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Come to find out, it wasn't that. It was actually, I don't know what it's called. I never.
Steering assist.
Yeah, steering assist. That's what I call it, right?
Oh.
This steering assist is fucking like, it's like a, it's a game changer to me because I never felt this type of assist before.
You can drink and drive now.
I honestly feel like you can fucking. What I noticed, it was actually like, if I would go to left, it would start going to the right. You know what I mean? So it wouldn't be like crazy amounts too. It would be just, you can feel it and just you can see it on the steering wheel. And if you would take a curve, depending on how big the curve was, like it would literally start turning with a curve. I was like, holy fucking shit. This is awesome. Like I just felt so safe. But it actually kind of got me to think a little bit, and going back to conspiracies, it's like in the year 2021, you know, we've had automobiles by Henry Ford since 1900s, early 1900s, 1920s, I'm assuming, that are running off of gasoline. Why the fuck, with so much technology in a vehicle that can practically drive itself to a certain degree, are we still running off of gasoline?
Because there's big money in oil.
That's essentially what it really boils down to. But it still pisses me off. And I think that's what's burning my trousers. And I don't need trousers.
Bernie Sanders? What's burning?
Yes. I just thought to myself, like, you know, it's kind of fucked up that nowadays, especially like with gas being so expensive, like I know there's alternatives, like, you know, like Tesla has, or not just Tesla, but other vehicles have or makers have like electric cars and stuff like that. But man, we should be totally, with technology, we should totally be away from fossil fuels.
As long as there's somebody who's going to make money off of it, it's not going anywhere. It's going to take something drastic for it to stop.
Now, I just saw today, actually, that Ferrari.
I hope not.
They just made their last gasoline-driven vehicle. I think from now on, their muscle cars are going to be...
That's not a muscle car anymore.
They're going to be fucking...
It's an RC car. It's
a fucking liberal car.
What do you think about that, Michael? About...
I agree with Josh's statement, you know,
yeah.
On the topic of conspiracies. I mean, it's well known, like, the oil industry is huge, you know. We just saw a cyber attack on
one
of our oil producers. I think out east, or was it in the south?
Was I think it was Texas? I think it was out east.
Yeah, and prices skyrocketed. I think that was just a ploy, because there's plenty of other oil throughout this great nation of America. And if Trump was in power, we would be able to control those prices.
Nah, it would just be a different person. It'd be Russia who made the cyber attack instead of China.
Actually, it was Russia.
No, but I agree. The resources and technology are definitely there to be all electric, be sustainable. But gosh, how do you get people into cars like that? You know, I don't have a dollar to my name. I'm in debt to my eyeballs, and I would love an electric car, but the big guys have me by the balls, and I'm gonna continue buying oil because all I can afford is a steam machine.
That's true. I think.
That doesn't make sense, but
yeah, I know what you're saying.
I get the idea behind it. Yeah.
I think the fact that if there was more like electric vehicles or any other type of resource that they use to actually run these vehicles, it would alleviate the problem where some of these vehicles that are gas driven or diesel driven would be they would be definitely not as bad as they are right now. Yeah.
That's fair.
I think we start with corporate America. We have initiatives and stimuluses to make sure all trucks, any sort of supply chain system, is all electric. And then it kind of trickles down to the consumers like ourselves. And we should get some big tax write-offs.
So I think Europe already has, if I'm not mistaken, I'm not too up as far as like some of the politics that they have, but I know I heard that some of these
communism
some of these European countries that they're big into like the whole renewable energy, like they have a lot of taxes. I mean, no, we do as well, but they have even bigger taxes incentives to actually, you know, try better, try more on this renewable resources.
Final thoughts? Fair. Yeah, that's fair. Micah, hit us up with your final five.
Sorry, I'm still scratching my head. Just a quick closer on your electric car debate.
Yeah.
You're just upset with the cost of gas right now.
Not that. I'm more upset the fact that there is some the technology has
okay
has
it's there. Yeah, but it's why there. Aren't we tapping into?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah,
gotcha.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, I understand. Like I understand that. You know, it has gotten better for sure. Because if you look at you know, like if you look at Ford Runners, you know they're horrible in gas.
Yeah, but transfer case blows up.
But if you look, at you know Chevy Cruises, they're a lot better. And
they
you know,
are. I can't.
Now we have made some good progress, but comparatively, we have all this technology that just to me is mind blowing.
Mm.
But we can't get away from freaking. From gas, that's just my biggest pet peeve.
Because Joe Schmo is still making big old bucks on it.
That is very true. Yeah. That's very true.
Trump was in office, all would be great. I appreciate your insight and your concern for this great nation, Ricardo.
Right, right.
But I'm going to transition into, you know, something that kind of takes us away from the day to day, you know, challenges, and it's kind of like a living in a fantasy world.
Okay.
So. E.T. and Star Wars, right? They take place in the same universe. Are you guys aware of this?
Yes.
That's a conspiracy, right?
No, it's a fact.
It's a fact. They truly take place. There's no way.
What? Why
or
not?
Is it? Or I don't know. This,
okay, so
this just came to light. Like,
yeah. Oh, fuck! No! Okay. All right. Let me edumacate you white claw.
So are
whoa.
Steven Spielberg and George Lucas are
they're best friends.
Like gay friends or just
friends. Okay, so
like
movie friends,
I'm about to
like
drop some Star Wars history for you.
Okay, let's hear it.
Okay. When George Lucas first had his first like script draft,
like
he gave it to Steven Spielberg. He's like, "Hey, what do you think?" And he was like, it could be fun. Now, other directors were like, "No, this is gonna be terrible. It's gonna tank." But Steven Spielberg was like, "No, man, I think you got some." And he even approached him to direct it. He's like, I don't know, man. He's like, you know, I'm not really doing the big sci-fi thing right now. And he's just like, yeah, okay, so, you know, whatever. So you had the original Star Wars came out. They did great. Then you have E.T. come out. Mm-hmm. And since they're best friends, in E.T., there's a scene where it's the Halloween. They're walking through. E.T.'s in the sheet. He sees a kid dressed as Yoda. And he goes, home, home. And he like starts like running up to him. And the kid's like backing up all weird.
Right.
Jump forward a whole bunch of years later when Star Wars Episode 1 comes out. It is so brief and so quick. There is a big Senate meeting on the main planet of Coruscant. And they are looking to remove the main leader. And everybody's yelling to make a vote of no confidence in the main leader.
Mm.
And at the bottom left-hand screen in the corner, there are three delegates who are the same species as E.T.
All right. Man, Josh, you just dropped some knowledge on
fuck
our
yeah,
ass.
Dude.
It ain't a conspiracy.
It's a fact.
All right. Well, that didn't last long. I appreciate you confirming that E.T. and Star Wars are intertwined and that Yoda and the E.T. specimen engage in physical activity with Senate deliberations. What about Tupac, guys?
He's not
my dead. Man's still alive.
He's still alive.
Oh, yeah, dude. He hangs out with Elvis all the time.
Does he really?
Oh, yeah.
Damn, Elvis is alive, too?
Dude, Elvis is alive. They sit around and smoke blunts, like, all the time. Well,
no, Elvis,
well Tupac smokes blunts.
Yeah.
Elvis is eating steak.
Okay.
And doing coke.
That's fair.
Yeah.
All right. So, at the beginning of this podcast, I said I would hold a thought in regards to Ricardo.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So
it's about his birthday.
No, no. He shares it with our great leader that will be back in power on his birthday. We'll celebrate the life of Ricardo and also, you know, our great leader taking over this nation and directing it to where it should be as the best place to live in the entire world.
Okay.
We'll shine our stars high, bright, and yeah, it's good. So, Ricardo, man.
Yes, sir.
When it comes to indulging in illegal substances that are approved by our great state.
Right.
Or me drinking a White Claw.
Mm-hmm.
Or me just doing something against the grain.
Okay.
I feel like there's a special place in your heart that lights a fire to question my decisions. Am I being judged for my poor choices? Because I love you, man.
Okay.
You're my BFF.
Okay.
One of my BFFs. Josh is a BFF. But I really want to know, what is the internal dialogue when something is not in line with your
reasoning, thinking,
whatever you may be thinking,
moral compass,
your bilingual brain? Talk to me, Ricardo.
So, absolutely, I am judging you, not in a bad way.
And Josh, can you attest to this? Do you feel? Yes. Do you feel okay? Okay.
With all due respect.
Right. No, I'm not. I'm not judging you. I mean, I am judging you.
Oh, man.
Dude, you can't backtrack like that.
Yes, I can. Just
speak the truth. This is an open platform. Trump will be here soon enough.
This is a trust tree. Okay. No, I am judging you in a good way. Let me explain.
Ooh, I like that.
Okay. I've been around a lot of illicit situations, meaning there are people who are dabbling in the herbology, nose candy.
It's all natural growing plant.
Yeah. No, I have absolutely no ill will towards anybody who does illicit drugs or drinks White Claws. I mean, they go hand in hand, but
I want to hear about bankruptcy too.
Okay.
Is there a stigma behind bankruptcy and why?
What?
Sorry, it's a inside question. I'm getting off tangent. Sorry, guys. Sorry. But I do need an answer.
Yeah. That. So, I don't judge you in a bad way.
But you are judging.
I'm judging.
Okay.
Do we not judge each other?
I don't. I'm an open canvas. I see you for who you are and your choices.
So let me tell some of the listeners what happened on our trip. Nothing bad happened. He did not touch me.
Not that you know of.
Yeah, no.
I did have a dream. I don't know if it was real.
What did you say when I was...
Why does my butt hurt?
You did judge me on me turning on a video.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so there is some judgment here, okay?
That's not judgment. That's just like... Josh, let me hit you with this real quick. We've gone off on a little bit of a tangent, but it was 2-3 a.m. I'm dead ass asleep. Ricardo wakes up, uses the restroom, makes a soda, maybe has...
I didn't make anything. No, I did not.
Then he rests back in his bed and he turns his phone on full blast.
No, it wasn't full blast.
No, it was loud, man. On like a YouTube podcast of just people just talking. It was like street vendors just talking. Like so
street vendors.
Literally.
What the fuck are you
watching? I looked over his head and there were like three dudes like in front of a table like playing with like corn and like it was super weird.
I thought it was going to be a video of a salacious nature.
No.
I'm just saying.
He would have been okay with that. But
yeah. So I was yelling at the guy like, yo, I'm trying to sleep. Can you like turn your phone off?
No,
like he's literally sleeping to like a loud ass podcast.
So
of street vendors.
No. That was a different one. That was a different. That's when you were over me.
What?
He said he was over me. Like I'm trying to fucking fall asleep. I fell asleep to
choose your words carefully.
His words are street vendors. But I had my earphones, my headphones on. Not the next night. I don't know what night it was, but I was I woke up.
We were
up.
In Escanaba.
Yeah, we were in Escanaba. I woke up and there was nothing on TV or anything like that, so it was really quiet. And I don't like the quiet, even though he's saying that the air conditioning was loud enough. I just felt like it wasn't loud enough. Mm-hmm. I just need something, right? So me being the person, even though that same night, we fell asleep to the TV full blast on. You know what I mean? Like it's just like I was like, all right, well, I'll turn my phone on to something that way we
street vendors.
Yeah,
it was
street vendors.
They're like playing with corn or something.
No, that was not the night.
All right, I'm sorry.
And he was saying that there was a big problem with me having this on. He said there was a big problem with me having this on because it was too loud, even though we had just fell asleep to the TV.
Mm-hmm.
That was the whole problem.
And I was.
So in a sense, you were judging me.
I was judging. No, I was. That's fair. That's fair.
It was
I'm not gonna fight on set.
Oh fuck! All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's gonna wrap it up.
No. What do you have?
I took over Micah's ET thing.
Oh okay.
Anytime I get to talk about Star Wars, I count that as my five.
Yeah. Okay.
That's perfectly
fine. That's fair.
So
you are correct too about the Luke, I am your father. I wanted to bring that to the table, but there were too many.
Oh yeah. That's
sources that say, no, I am your father.
Yeah.
I was like, man, it's all about Tommy Boy, though.
All right, folks. That's it for us tonight. We will catch you next week. It's all about Tommy Boy. Stay safe.
August 13th, Trump. Coming soon to a theater near you.
We're out.
Peace.
Hey, you're still here. The podcast is over. I think it's awesome that you're still here, but I mean, there's no more. That's it. But I figure since you're here, if you want to get a hold of us, you can find us on Instagram at Warehouse Rats, or you can go to anchor.fm/warehouserats, or if you really, really wanted to go the extra mile, you can even start supporting us on Anchor. Just throwing it out there. But it's really over now. See you next week.